you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy crap, holy, it's a Crab Diving Friday, everybody. Rocketing at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours streaming warm and pleasantly into your face.
Please point some over this way.
A little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. Well, you know, a little bit after a little bit. Sorry, we were having technical problems. We're streaming a little bit late.
The stream has been broken.
But
whatever.
We're doing our Kegel exercises. You know what I'm talking about there?
Kegel. It's okay. Where you put a church key in your hip to tighten up your cervixial area.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kegel exercises are when you stop the flow of urine.
Yeah, but
for dudes, right?
No. It's only for girls.
No, you guys can do Kegels too, I think.
Really? I thought Kegels were exclusive to the female race, gender.
Give us a tweet, everybody, at Crab Diving. Are Kegels, can guys do Kegels?
Again, I defer to you on science.
Well, I don't know.
Because I went to school in a state called Georgia. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
You can carry guns to your Chick-fil-A.
Frequently here on Crab Diving Show, we talk about Georgia and all that stuff.
I want to bring my grenade to Hooters.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours live. If it ain't 2:00 p.m., on Friday the 19th of June,
the year of our Lord,
then it's quite possible that you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or perhaps you've downloaded us as a podcast, which you can get at Stitcher, on the iTunes, or at the best place in the whole goddamn freaking world, crabdiving.com.
Leave us a review!
Leave us a better review.
Yeah, than the other one
than
that
the
we
guy
got.
Who listens to us twice a week,
yeah,
but says, we have no original thoughts and ideas.
Well, we don't care if you hate us. A download's a download. We don't. Yeah, it ain't no never mind.
And I think we hurt his feelings that we swear too much.
No. Hey, I didn't know you were such a pussy.
Right.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, go turn on MSNBC if you want civil, yes, liberal discourse.
Yeah, have a nap.
We're on the internet. We get to say fuck and cock and balls,
yes,
and
cock.
Piss and shit.
Have you said your name?
Patrick Vile.
Ryan Pfeiffer.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're on the Twitter right now. We're also streaming live on Periscope, visually subjecting the internet to looking at our asses. Not quite our asses yet.
It's not that kind of
show. Depending on how many hearts we get,
yes,
we may whip out our asses.
Heart me.
Ouch. We're also on the Skype, Crab Diving. Or give us a call on the telephone machine, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
For those of you on Periscope, there's someone wanting to know our names. We just said them.
Patrick Vile.
And Ryan Pfeiffer.
And Kate the dog is over manning the camera.
Nice to meet you, France.
Dogging the camera.
Yes.
Lots going on here in the United States of America. You know, some lead flying.
God damn it.
As usual.
Fucking gun shit, dude.
Some racist stuff of flying. And all morning, I was engaged in battle with really just a witless clunk of a human on Facebook. I'm angry with myself that I even engaged because it was
engaged.
After two or three replies that I found out this guy's just
he's
complete
a dipshit
libertarian fantasy land nutball.
Oh my God.
Taxation is stealing. They're stealing from me.
I'm a doomsday prepper.
You're right. Then get off my road.
I'm dealing.
Don't call my 911.
Hey, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Don't use the traffic lights.
Exactly.
Are you able to go to the bank and leave the ATM without being, robbed by the Taliban?
Don't do business with anyone that was educated on my tax dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. This fantasy land that these guys live in, these libertarians of God, it would be nice if it was this fluffy land of rainbow bunnies and everybody's getting a hand job or their clit diddled or whatever the hell you want or need.
Yes.
Whatever turns you on forever and ever. But that ain't what happens.
You know what the best thing about living in a world where we like have infrastructure and, well, I mean, I guess we have education in this country. I mean, you know. Is that you get to interact with people that know how to fucking read and write and do algorithms.
Yes.
Which is it?
And there are certain algorithms.
God! Fuck!
And there are certain factions in this country, we're looking at you, Republicans, who for inexplicably want people to be dumber. They want to get rid of education.
What? Why?
They think that the bullshit line is that they think it's by privatizing it, it's going to be better because the government doesn't do anything right. The government is wasteful and the government helps too many brown people. Oh, oops. Sorry, I said that out loud. That's one of the real reasons.
Oh, wait. You want everybody to see everybody else as human beings, no matter the skin color?
Me personally?
Yes.
Or am I playing a Republican
right now?
No,
you're yourself.
I do want everybody
well,
to be.
Well, fuck you. We can't. Apparently, we can't have that. That's too hard.
Everybody treated equally. I don't think that's really crazy.
I'm engaged in battle on my Facebook feed with someone from Georgia.
I saw that.
Did you see the gun shit?
Yeah, you're kicking the gun hornet nest.
I know, but you know what's great is all my effete liberal buddies are coming in and saying shit, which is nice.
Oh, they are? That's
good.
Yeah. Coming to the rescue.
Yes.
Sometimes we're left twisting on our own page.
That's okay.
You know. We can handle any of these idiots.
Sure.
So, this guy went from basically his first defense was of the Confederate flag.
Ah, fuck me.
Right now there's a social media hashtag of fun, whatever the hell you call it, going on about take it down, I think it is. Hashtag take it down. Something like that. And it's the to take down that goddamn Confederate flag in South Carolina, where they just had a bunch of black people killed in a church.
Were they flying those flags at half mast with the stars and bars?
Well, that's the thing is, they were flying the American flag at half mast. They were flying the South Carolina flag at half mast, but they left the goddamn fucking stars and bars up, not at half mast.
Heritage. History.
What the fuck is wrong with them?
We remember fondly the time our state seceded in a traitorous fashion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and we owned people.
Right.
And Benghazi. I don't know.
Benghazi.
It just seems like it fits.
Well, that's what this fucking idiot also, failure of the American educational system.
Fuck you, elitist.
Who the first thing he said is, well, that goes to show you how stupid you are about the GOP. After all, it was the Democrats who wanted slavery.
God damn it.
And it was the Democrats. Lincoln was a Republican, don't you know? And it was the Democrats that wanted segregation in the South. Nook, 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 nook,
hey, dickhead, anything relevant to add that happened post the 19th century?
Well, and the ideologies have shifted.
Yes.
Any person with a thousandth of a brain cell knows that shit.
Not
that,
our audience. I'm just kidding.
Who's all the racists right now? The white supremacists? Do you think they're out flipping the switch for Obama?
Yes.
On election day?
I mean, no. By the way, big ups to Alabama for finally saying that they will no longer hire people to be in their police force that are white supremacists.
Oh, I've got some of that.
Congratulations.
For later. I've got a clip of, I think it's one of these popo that you might be talking about. This is a guy who, if you stay tuned to the podcast, you know, I don't know, half hour or so, second segment.
Watch this space.
We'll play this about, he's a son, is it a Sons of the Confederacy or Sons of the South?
Yeah, it's the Sons of the South.
Sons of the South.
Who knows? Fucking stupid
and,
shit.
Yeah, and it's this fucking
House of Slytherin.
He's a sheriff or a cop or something, and he's now going around speaking unabashedly saying, I belong to the Sons of the South, and, you know, white people should be in charge. Europeans.
Yes.
And I've got a, there's a great video that the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, those comedy pinkos. Put out.
Fuck you.
About this exact thing, and I'm just going to fucking play it. It's amazing. It's really, we'll play that in a second.
Well, listen, the straight white male.
For the periscopers. No. We play the clips a little bit later.
The straight white male is under attack. Are we not?
I feel besieged right now.
I know. Everyone's coming after me. The slings and arrows, blah, blah, blah.
I'm hoping what is currently trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter?
Is something that's being attacked. Caucasian Heritage Night? Oh, my God, it's not. This can't be true. I'm waiting for it to load. According to the Twitter, there's a minor league baseball team in Utah.
Uh-oh. Are they having a Caucasian Heritage Bobblehead Night?
Well, it's Utah, so they're going to have an audience of Caucasian bobbleheads.
Oh, yes. Is that like if you could pick the shittiest state in which to live, it would be Utah.
It's a battle, man.
No, Utah.
Mississippi?
No booze. They're dry. Utah, you can't buy booze or something, right? Isn't there something fucked up like
really?
That?
Really?
Yeah.
In Indiana, I think.
Right.
My nephew lives in Indiana, and I don't think you can buy alcohol on Sundays.
What
still
the fuck?
In parts of Indiana. This is 2015.
There ain't no war on Christianity. People. There's no war on Christianity.
This ain't Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yes, it
is. This ain't Iran. Christian Iran. Faithless Friday here on Crab Diving, by the way.
Oh, yes.
We whip out our atheism and swing it around.
Titties.
Swinging giant atheism.
Ooh, I might have some atheism stuff.
A little bit later. Last segment of the show, we usually do the Faithless Friday segment.
Sure.
We listen to the top five songs of the week.
No.
So a minor league baseball team in Orem, Utah.
Oh, shit.
I can't believe this. They're having a promotion calling it Caucasian Heritage Night. This can't be real.
Shut up. What is Caucasian Heritage? What do they do? Burn a cross on the mound?
The promotion description says Irish, Italian, Scandinavian, German, or even Utahn. Whatever your background, celebrate it at the home of the Owls.
I love the name, the Owls,
with
though.
A Z.
Oh, that's great. I love their name.
The Orem Owls.
Orem.
I stick to this space. The baseball team is affiliated with the Angels.
Okay.
The LA Angels here.
Right.
Who I would think ain't real happy about this.
No.
What does their team look like, by the way? How are the Dominicans on the Orem Owls going to feel at Caucasian Appreciation?
I don't know. I mean, you know, these Cuban baseball players don't have to defect. You know, I think it's making baseball more diverse. Honestly, dude, I don't know how you have a Caucasian Heritage Night. I mean, there's no Caucasian people on the fucking team.
Yeah, and, you know, Caucasians have done pretty well.
Yeah, we don't need a Heritage. Do you need a Heritage Night? I mean, sure.
I think we've had Caucasian Heritage millennia.
Lifetime.
So, I'm okay with not having one for a while.
Yeah, the pale skins are okay.
It says the town in central Utah has a population of 88,000, 80% white.
Congratulations.
I'm surprised it's that low.
In
the middle of Utah? What's wrong with the black people that are living in?
I want to recount.
Oh, here it is. 15% are Hispanic. Oh, these poor black people. Less than 1% of the residents are African American. That's 800, right?
88,000. Should Obama send an airlift?
We need to get those people out of there.
We're sending Joe Biden. He's going to come rescue you.
We need a Kickstarter or something. To
get me the fuck out of Utah.org.
Rescue the black people from Orem, Utah.
Oh, man.
Probably 10 of them are on the baseball team.
Yeah.
Of the 1%.
Orem is probably one of those cities where there's like a pottery barn, a Gap, a Pier 1, and everyone's house has shit from pottery barn.
Oh, you don't think it's
Gap?
You don't think it's Wicker. Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
Walmart
yeah.
town?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, it's Walmart.
It probably depends on where Orem is. Like, is it a suburb?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Of
is it coastal?
Salt Lake City. Yeah, it's desert coast. Right on the edge of the desert.
Shithole.
Actually, there is water not too far by.
Oh, my
not
God.
Not too close. I think that big old Utah Lake is right on there.
By the way, speaking of baseball, yesterday I mentioned that Pablo Sandoval was suspended for using Instagram during a game. Apparently, yes. This is what he said.
Dick admitted, pics or something?
No, it's nothing. He went to take a shit during the game and took his phone with him and was scrolling through Instagram, and there was some hot chick on there, and he hearted it.
Liked it.
And then the team saw it and suspended him for a game.
Oh, my God.
Which they should, because he's sucking. He should be concentrating on hitting the ball and catching the ball.
What's he supposed to do while he's taking a shit, though?
He's
looking at MLB or watching.
I think he's at over $100 million for 4 years or
right?
something like that. So he should be sitting there concentrating, and he sucks this year.
He needed to release some tension.
I don't know.
Maybe he wasn't shitting.
Yeah, I guarantee you, had he been hitting and performing up to par, that nobody would have given one shit about this.
Orem is a suburb of Provo, it looks like, right? Not that far from Salt Lake and all of them. So it's probably
Provo
more civilized than we're giving it credit for.
Listener from France on Periscope, just FYI, Utah, you have no idea how shitty Utah is. Know that. You have no fucking idea.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've driven through parts of Utah. I've never stopped. I've always just... held my hands over my ears and screamed as I drove through Utah.
I've been through Utah. It's pretty when I moved out here and we caravanned out from Illinois.
Right. Driven, but
it's beautiful for a second. It's like, you know, canyons.
Right, right.
And, you know, rocks.
And Mormons.
Yeah.
Lots of Mormons.
Oh my God. The magic underwear.
Magic underwear.
Can you buy magic underwear at Walmart? Yes or no? Or is it
maybe
sacred?
Maybe in Provo.
Does the magic underwear have to sit in it like a sacristine, say like the Catholics do with their wafer, the body of Christ? Does it have to go in a chamber and get mormified?
I don't know exactly the purification process.
What makes it magic?
Of the Mormon underwear. Well, it's blessed. It's like
yes.
It's probably like the Catholics do.
With the vestment? Vestment?
Yeah, you pray over it, and you cast your spell on it, and you make it holy then.
Right, and then you molest children.
Like holy water. Like, I think we could, I haven't been excommunicated. I think I technically...
Hold on.
The Catholics probably still claim me.
They just excommunicated you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, that means I can't baptize people anymore.
Oh.
I can't... Because I think,
man,
if in the absence of a priest, like if somebody
if you're dying
gets
or
hit
something.
By the subway or something, yeah, falls on the subway track and you're talking to the top half of their body,
right,
as they're gasping for breath. I think, as an anointed Catholic, I have the ability to cast that magic into that dying person, and therefore allow them to go nuzzle at the bosom of Jesus.
God. What are you, Gandalf?
Well, yeah. That's why ours is the best, man.
Oh, shit.
Ours. I got better.
Yeah.
Well, see,
but with mine, I can do it. And, you know, there's no anointing. I just say, but in my religion, you can just say it to yourself. Well, I got better as well. But you could just say, as you're dying, as you're, you know, bleeding out from being hit by the subway, and even if you, you know, spent the earlier part of the day shooting people to death.
Yes.
You could say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior into my heart.
Absolve.
Heaven.
Right to heaven.
Bam.
Virgins and everything.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
But I think we could do that, too.
Ooh.
But we can anoint, but can you anoint someone else?
Yes. No, I can't.
What if their tongue... was ripped off by the subway, and they can't accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior in their last gasp. I think the Catholics, we can cast that magic. This is how stupid some of these arguments are, people. If you go to if you go to the comment section of just about any, go to the Christian sites, go to Christian Today or go to The Blaze is a great one to go and find a story about religion. Ignore the story, scroll right fucking down to the comments, and you're going to have all different levels of these Christo ninnies.
Nuttiness.
But then they all start arguing over these nuances like we were just fake arguing over this. Well, no, I can cast my spell on somebody who's dying. Oh yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's really that kind of level of argument. And we talked the other day, go to crabdiving.com,
cha-ching,
about that alleged scientific paper that creationist faux scientist put out,
right,
that said, oh no, the ark wasn't floating for 365 days. It was actually 371 days.
I think we could do a whole show on Noah's Ark, a whole podcast. It's just so fascinating. The idea that people actually believe there's a gigantic boat with two of everything floating on the water for how many days?
Well, it's a controversy, apparently. I was going to say a year, but fuck, man, this guy may be onto something.
Dude, you can't even do that in a Carnival Cruise Line. And there, you couldn't get more advanced than that. I think you have to fucking go in and... maybe you can. I don't know. I'm just talking about the Ark.
Right.
The Ark.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know if what the Ark accomplished in the Bible would even be possible with, like, you know, one of these fancy cruise ships.
No, I think the size of the Ark would have to be, like...
How big?
The size of the moon, right?
Right.
I mean, how are you going to fit two of every goddamn fucking animal on it? But yeah, they didn't have to, and don't forget they had the baby dinosaurs, too.
I mean, what would
according
make
to Ken Ham.
What would make a cruise even worse? Oh, I know. Two of every animal on the planet.
And nothing but Christians.
Yeah. I mean, do they have a buffet like on the Norwegian cruise line? The midnight buffet where you waddle down there and have lasagna?
If it's American Christians, there's a buffet every 12 steps.
Why is the chocolate fountain plugged up? Somebody unplugged the chocolate fountain.
I paid good money for that chocolate fountain.
Gross. You know, at the end of the day at Golden Corral, you go by the worst time. You got to get the chocolate fountain early before little kids like throw little baby carrots in it.
Oh, gross.
Pieces of slaw and pineapple. Oh, look, I put my little Star Wars figure in it.
There's a brown chunk in there, and I don't think that's chocolate.
Just shut up and eat it.
We can find out what's going on in the news.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I have three different beverages in front of me. I have coffee, I have lemonade, and I have bourbon? No, wait, Crown Royal?
Crown Royal.
From the Crab Diving Studios, news studios, high top Crab Diving Tower, blah, 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 blah. It's the time for the headlines. June 19th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
The headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
This is CNN.
Where Arianna Huffington just signed on to hang on for a few more years there.
Why wouldn't you?
As the CEO.
What does she do as CEO? Nothing? Just make sure the webpage didn't go down?
She's the editor-in-chief, too. She makes all the big decisions.
Bullshit.
I would assume they got to run the headlines by her and shit, depending on how hands-on she is.
Do you think she works from home?
No.
No way. Bullshit. There's no way she's hanging out and, like, walking around with a clipboard.
Oh, I think she's... Yeah, well, not everything.
She's like,
that.
Hey, Pat, what are you working on today?
She's in her penthouse office.
Oh, yeah? Does she hang out in the weird news section? That's my favorite part of the HuffPo.
She might.
She's like, not another story from Florida.
The headline on HuffPo...
Yeah.
...is, I forgive you. It looks like... one of the victims' families, Dylan. Now, they're pronouncing his name rough.
Yes.
R-O-O-F. I don't know. Looks like roof to me. But Dylan Ruff got to hear his charges. They put him in front of one of those video feeds, you know, and he talked to a judge. Like on Skype.
See, you can telecommute to everything. This guy shot up a whole bunch of people. They don't even make him go anywhere.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
There were representatives of the victims in the courtroom.
Yes.
Daughter of one of the victims said to him, her name is Nadine Collier. She's the daughter of one of the victims, Ethel Lance. She said, I forgive you. I will never talk to her ever again, never be able to hold her again. I forgive you, and I have mercy on your soul. You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people, but I forgive you.
You know what I would have said? I hope somebody beats the living shit out of you every day you're in prison. .com.
Yeah. Yeah. Another granddaughter of victim Daniel Simmons, Alana Simmons, said hate won't win. So, you know, turn off Fox News. Fox News is trying.
Oh, yeah.
To bury it like a cat burying its dump, trying to pretend like it ain't about racism. So heinous. Yesterday's show. Listen to yesterday's show, everybody. Crabdiving.com.
Yes.
And we did an hour on the heinous right-wing reaction to this awful shooting here and how they're so fucking desperate to pretend that there's no racism here in America.
If they're saying this isn't a hate crime, are they then saying that hate crimes don't exist? Because if this is not
only against Christians.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. I missed the... we covered that yesterday. I'm so sorry. What a stupid thing to say.
The judge asked him whether he understood the charges against him. And he looked at the camera and said, yes, thank you, sir. And his bond was set at $1 million for the weapons charges. Not allowed bond on any of the other charges of 9 charges of murder.
They didn't let him out on good behavior?
Yeah, he's not out. Well, okay. He's not rich and white.
Oh, okay.
He's a lunatic, deranged white supremacist ass fuck.
Yes.
But he's not a rich, deranged white supremacist ass fuck.
He doesn't suffer from, what is that disease? Affluenza?
Affluenza, right. If he was incredibly loaded, he might be, even this crime, I can't imagine that a rich person would somehow dance on this one. I mean, God, there's got to be some. Although, OJ,
right?
He ain't even white.
Ken Lay got off.
His richness got him off.
Oh, yeah.
And his fame.
A lot of people think OJ's son did it.
Well, that one guy thinks.
Okay.
OJ's son did it.
What do you think? Do you think his son did it, or do you think it was OJ?
I think it was OJ.
Were you there?
No.
Did you see a videotape?
No.
But the DNA doesn't match.
Well, yeah, didn't it?
But was it's
it
his son.
The blood on the...
No. I'm a juror.
That could have been tainted.
That was a different DNA.
That's right. You said taint. So that's the headline over on the HuffPo is that Dylan Ruff, forgiven by members of the victims' families, being the better people. I don't know.
How horrible.
I don't know how they're managing it. They're better people than me. I'd be. That's the time where I would hope there'd be others around me who are against the death penalty, like I am, because at that moment I don't think I'd be thinking too clearly.
Well, that's a nice thing about living in a quasi civilized country is like no one puts that responsibility on you.
Have you been to Texas?
Yes, briefly.
Really?
I've been to Texas.
In Glee, they kill people with Glee down there.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say they shoot the show Glee down there.
No,
like, oh, I hope
God.
Not. That no. The few times I've been to Texas, I was like, oh wow, get me out of this shithole. I've driven through it a couple of times, and that's I never speed unless I'm going through the panhandle at a horrendous state. Big giant, the medieval torture device on the side of I-10. It's like 10 stories high
across.
What? How is that festive? How does that make you want to go to Texas? Who wants that? Anyway.
True.
Why is it so big? Are they going to crucify the Jolly Green Giant?
Well, especially if you're not. Well, it's for when Jesus comes back, I guess. It's a place somewhere for him to rest.
Wait, Jesus is going to be.
During the tribulations.
Is he going to be a giant when he comes back? Yeah. Is that what Revelation says?
I don't know, I guess.
God, by the way, I've been on the Thinking Atheist today, just reading some of the crazy atrocities that go on in the Bible. They've got it organized by the books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They got prostitutes having their breasts torn off. Because why? Because Jesus.
There's a recipe for abortion.
Really?
Yeah, they used to have some herb mixture where it'd be like, oh, shit, she's pregnant. Here, drink this. And now, of course, you know, life begins at masturbation.
Oh, sure. In Exodus 9:10, God sent a plague of festering boils on the people and animals. Fuck off. Well, I don't even know. What is a festering boil? What does that even look like?
It's a sore that oozes and shit.
Well, hey, listen. God works in mysterious and at times shitty ways. What do you want?
freak. I don't. I think God doesn't really do a hell of a lot, to be honest with you.
Kate does more
on the Drudge Report.
Sure.
The lunatics. Let's dial our brains back. Blah blah blah.
Tell me about the rabbits.
Over on the Drudge Report, there's a picture of a really unflattering picture of Angela Merkel, the prime minister, president, Uber Poobah of Gree of Germany.
Nine.
And, you know, politicians should just never, ever
what
eat in public.
Well,
just don't do it.
Okay.
Especially if it's like a corn dog or if it's some kind of weird fish delicacy that you have to hold upside down and drizzle in your mouth.
Oh, my
God. It's on a stick.
Oh.
Just don't do it.
Is that supposed to be good? The fish on a stick?
It looks like a fish just rolled in salt to me. And on a stick, and it's like she's sword swallowing. Just don't, never do it in public.
Angela Merkel lights her, herring?
Although having said that, thank you, Michelle Bachmann, Perry, there's a few classics out there.
Oh, the corn dog?
Yeah, Google corn dog and Michelle Bachmann.
God, how great would it be if like photos showed up of Rick Perry in the middle of like a huge gay orgy? That'd be fucking hilarious.
Wearing his glasses.
Oh, God. Well, he's got to see what's going on.
I'm smart. Just look at me. I'm wearing my glasses.
Even in an orgy.
So it leads to the story at the Drudge Report. They're talking about what's going on with Greece over in Europe, where Greece is saying, you know, kind of fuck this shit. Fuck you and your austerity and screwing the people over. Maybe we should forgive some of our... Why don't you forgive some of our debts that you ass fucks squeezed the money out of all of the middle class.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing.
Sure.
But it says Berlin will negotiate with Athens until the last minute.
Oh, cool.
A senior ally of Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel.
Said on Germany's Info Radio. How fun do you think Info Radio is?
Oh, yes.
I wonder if we can get a live feed of Germany's Info Radio.
Well, we're not going to be able to understand one fucking word of it.
Let me multitask.
It's in German. It'll sound like an episode of Hogan's Heroes.
But they did say that Greece is going to have to carry out some reforms.
Okay.
They're going to hold an emergency summit on Monday.
Yes.
I'm sure there'll be great catering.
Oh, I love Greek food.
Trying to avert a Greek default. I think it's going to be in Germany.
Oh, I love German food, too. I love them both. I like German food better, honestly. Yeah, the Greek food, I'm not a fan of olives, okay?
So they're basically, some people are saying that they think that Greece is just going to fucking bail on the EU. Bonjour, by the way, also, still to our French friends, if they're listening.
Oui,
oui. Who knows? I read an article recently about some think tank that does projections for the future. They look at their
predictions,
crystal balls, and
sure, crystal balls.
They lift up their crystal balls and look at their crystal taints, somehow try to divine what's going on in the future economically and shit like that. And they think that the EU as it is right now probably ain't gonna hold for a really, really long time. And
right.
They think it'll fracture off into like Northern Europe and Eastern Europe and the British Isles. They think will stick together, which, you know, good luck telling that to Ireland and Scotland. But it's interesting that they think that it'll kind of break down. But they think that the U.S. still going to have the big swinging cock.
When are we going to break down?
In the world.
When is Texas going to break away?
They think we're too, I don't know. They think that, you know, right now is still the time of the U.S., even though I just can't, if we keep allowing the regressives to just butt rape us.
Yes.
Economically, I can't imagine that we're going to stick around
as a
superpower.
I've never heard the term regressives for right-wing nut jobs. Is that a common one? That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regressives.
Well, for the progressives, regressive or...
I got a bunch of friends on Facebook that are quote-unquote regressives.
Regressives.
Nah, they don't see the transgendered as people, and they think we should all have guns for our Jack Bauer moment.
Oh, boy.
What a bunch of simpletons. No offense.
The join us on Facebook, by the way. Facebook.com/crabdiving. We've got a few simpletons on our stream, too. Not a lot.
No.
Even a couple of our right-wing trolls can occasionally be funny.
Absolutely.
We welcome that.
Yes.
Funny trumps, even if you say something heinous, I'll give you a thumbs up if it's funny.
There's not a lot of conservative funny types out there,
though.
Well,
that's a challenge to them. And no nuance. God, that's my problem with so many of these. It's the did you see Jon Stewart's reaction, by the way, to the heinous crime that happened, the terrorist attack on that church?
It was an attack on faith. In my sky guide.
But Jon Stewart, it's on our Facebook stream, the link to the video that he did the opening of the show, like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, no jokes. He said, I got to be honest with you, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Would he just play Fox?
And he said at a time, he just spoke honestly and said, you know, this, it's amazing. You got to watch it on our Facebook Facebook channel. But it's so ridiculous to me. I really, as much as we scream here at the right and everything, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
At the reaction of Fox News and the right.
To the shooting.
Yeah.
Me too.
Even I thought they wouldn't be horrifically and blatantly racist enough to just be like, well, this ain't about racism. It's about Christianity.
Yeah.
Well, I still can't.
What does that tell us then? That's just so strange. I mean,
heinous as those fuckwads are and as vile as their belief system is, I think, I gave them credit to not be that heinous. And I was gobsmacked yesterday or 2 days ago when these reactions to a guy who walks in who belongs to, you know, all kinds of Aryan bullshit and has told his friend for the past 6 months that the I'm quoting, the niggers are killing this country and that he's going to do something about it, goes in there and says, you're raping our women, you're taking over our country. I have to do this. Bang, bang, bang. Wow, that sounds real anti-Christian.
Yeah.
And to deny the racism in that, and to deny that this belief system of his is being supported by the exact media that is reporting on it over there on the right. I
it's fucked up.
I'm amazed. I can't believe
it. I mean, what I get is that the message that comes down from the evil Fox overlords and trickles down into the
Ails. Absolutely.
Well, at what point?
But fuck them.
But at what point do these news personalities on Fox say, fuck that?
Right.
I'm not going to say that. I'm sorry. I can't. There has to be someone over there that's not going to toe the company line on that.
Occasionally, Shep Smith, we've found, will stumble into the right answer.
I wonder how he comes out on this, or if they're keeping him in the closet with his rougy face. He always wears so much fucking makeup.
His makeup artist earns their dime.
Absolutely. I mean, in
quantity.
Yeah,
alone.
He the makeup guy should ease off.
Not necessarily quality, but quantity.
It looks like he should smell like a French hooker. But really, I mean, when do people just say enough? I'm not going to say this. I guess they don't hire those types over there.
Not a lot of them. You saw the clip we played yesterday of the five, was it? There was a chance. There's five of them on that show. Five of them. One of them stood up and said, yeah, it's about race. We played the Fox and Fiends in the morning.
Yes.
And fucking Deuce. That pinhead Hasselbeck and that dolt. Kilmeade.
He's the worst. No. Hasselbeck's Ducey. The worst.
Oh, really?
No. Ducey's the worst.
I think Hasselbeck is just cosmically dumb.
Yeah.
But I think Ducey's cosmically dumb and evil and racist.
I think
Elizabeth's just dumb. I think her racism is just because somebody tells her to be racist and she goes, okay.
Did she marry a big meathead, some jock, some quarterback,
and
some
same
fucking
with,
football team?
Same with Kilmeade, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I think he's just as dumb as Hasselbeck. And people tell him to be racist, and he's like, okay.
Yeah, he just puts on a nice suit, shows up at Fox, says what, squirts out of the teleprompter.
Exactly.
Collects a check.
Yep.
Yeah. He gets seven figures. You think he makes
having
that much?
Having said that, to the new Murdochs that are in charge,
right?
I'll take seven figures,
sure,
and I'll say heinous shit.
Yeah,
I'll even say heinous right wing shit.
No, you won't.
I'll sell out
for seven figures.
Yeah, for a year.
Yeah,
at least I'll sell out a year for seven figures.
It buys a lot of booze
and pretend.
Yes. By the way, go to crabdiving.com, access amazon.com through our portal. So we don't have to sell out and suck off Roger Ailes.
It's all lubed up and ready to go, our portal.
Dee, 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 dee.
Easy sailing through it.
Oh, yes.
It's painless.
And so say we all.
It's got Jesus juice and Cosby juice to ease your
don't mix
passage.
Those.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although I don't think they accused Michael of drugging the kids.
That's right.
He drugged himself.
Didn't you say
he got him drunk though, right?
Didn't you say that Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson at one time exchanged notes on how to put yes. people to sleep?
I think there might have been an email.
Bill Cosby took Jackson's side and said, "Hey, don't fuck with that Jim Jones
He's
guy
like,
over
you
there.
You have to use much much smaller dosages on your people, Michael.
Right.
Much smaller. You're going to kill him."
Michael Jackson, doesn't he just come off? Well, he's dead, but
he's not with us.
I mean, I think a genius performer. I mean, you know, an amazing dancer.
Amazing.
I know he raped some kids. And
singer,
shit. But he just seems.
I know. He raped some kids.
I hate saying that about people that do horrible things. Like I love Woody Allen movies, but the man's a monster.
Yes.
I don't know what to fucking tell you. You know. Ugh.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
I know, Glenn. I know!
So what else is going on out there in the world? There's other things. I mean, there is more about the racism. I mean,
how about the story about the guy that bought a love doll and carts it around as his very own daughter in China? That's fucked up.
I didn't know it. Go ahead.
That's kind of the whole fucking story.
He carts it around as his daughter?
Yeah.
Does he fuck it, or he just dresses it up as his daughter?
He's clinically depressed, and this is the only thing that makes him feel better.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on in China.
Not hurting anybody.
No, but it is. I mean, you know, they showed him at the mall. He just carries the doll around the food court, orders food for it.
It's a cheap date. Wait, he orders food?
Dude,
Now there's...
It
like he wasn't weird before, like walking around with it wasn't weird.
That'll go on our Facebook.
Food is the line for me.
Yes, look for that on our Facebook tomorrow. That's when I scheduled that one to drop.
Dropping on the Facebook.
Yes,
like a hot Carl. With the plastic wrap.
Oh sure.
Did you hear about the? Are we getting gongage?
No. Why not?
We'll do one more story, and then we'll say au revoir to our periscopers, if they're still periscoping.
Yes.
The one reaction to what happened, this horrible tragedy and a terrorism attack in South Carolina. Charles Chaz Cotton... If you have to put your name in quotes in the middle, Charles Chaz Cotton.
I know a lot of people think like the name Chaz is perhaps the coolest name ever.
Who?
I think a lot of people probably think that.
Oh, Chaz Bono.
Chaz. My name's Chaz. It's not. It's stupid.
Right. Chaz Bono could have switched, but
I think it works. It works for Chaz to me.
Charles Chaz Cotton on the forum online on the Texas Concealed Handgun License Forum.
Fuck you.
The Texas CHL Forum bills itself as the focal point for Texas firearms information and discussions.
Oh, fuck.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
That must be a big job, though, because, you know.
This guy is listed as one of the moderators on the site.
Oh.
Charles Chaz Cotton is also a board member for one of your favorite organizations, Ryan.
The fucking NRA?
The National Rifle Association.
Wow. Good for him. Isn't that a conflict of interest or something? Or maybe not.
Why?
I'm not a lawyer. I don't fucking know.
He's on the Texas Concealed Handgun License Forum.
Oh, it's just a forum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a web page.
It's a bunch of assholes online.
Oh, fuck it. Like, I'm sorry. I thought it was something official.
Typing about how much they hate black people. Okay. I mean, how much they love guns. Pardon me.
That's why I need guns.
So he wrote about the pastor.
He can write?
State Senator Clementa Pinckney, the pastor dude who was killed.
Okay.
One of nine at the at this church. Civil rights leader. This guy had was because he was the pastor of this historic church, was a, you know, a big member of the community, respected member of the community. So this Chaz Cotton,
yes,
who I probably don't have to say it, kind of white, kind of really fucking white.
Yay.
Old white.
God, can we kick some of these white people out of the club? Oh my God, they're such dicks.
Wrote of this pastor who was killed, who was also, by the way, a state senator there in South Carolina. Quote, he voted against concealed carry.
Okay.
Eight of his church members who might be alive if he had expressly allowed members to carry handguns in church are dead.
Oh.
Innocent people died because of his position on a political issue.
That's the worst reaction I've heard. That's the worst one.
What a heinous, dried yak vomit stain this fucking Chaz Cotton dickwad is.
No one likes you, Chaz. Please. My God.
I mean,
that's extraordinary.
Is there again, we joke about the utter lack of empathy on the right. God fucking damn it. There are nine people, innocent people, who were having a goddamn prayer meeting.
When was the last time you said somebody got shot to death? Oh, it's their fault for not having a fucking gun.
And we're virulent atheists.
Yes. Disgusting.
And are beyond disgusted and outraged by this heinous act. This guy blames it on the fact, blames this dead pastor for voting against concealed carry for his own and eight other people's death.
I mean, how did he even think to say that? Oh, I don't blame you. How does he even think to say that? I'm serious.
Because he's bent over and the big giant or big tiny wrinkled old white dick of the NRA is prostate deep inside of him. That's
shit.
Why.
God, if we ever animated this show, the cartoonist would be like, I'm sorry, I have to draw another dick again.
I have to draw another old white wrinkled dick.
I don't know how to make it different.
And I'd be like, put more liver spots on it, goddammit. It's not old and wrinkled.
Let me do my job. I draw dicks.
Oh, that's a drop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just when you thought the reactions couldn't be more heinous, the Christians running around saying, the white Christians running around saying, no, it was against Christianity. There's no racism.
I mean, it just shows you how gross it is. I mean, they use this as a way to further their agenda for, like, their
pro-gun. To sell fucking guns.
That's insane.
And it's the only reason.
And it's a shooting. I just don't. To me, the very existence of the story that this fucking happened would push us to be, I don't know, more anti-gun. And it would make these gun nuts seem a little embarrassed of their feelings and their beliefs.
They don't have feelings. Oh. That's the thing.
Okay, let me write that down real quick.
This utter lack of empathy. They don't get it.
Noted!
Their only feelings are when their tiny little peckers twitch when they touch cold steel. That's the only feelings they get.
The animator's like, now I get to draw a tiny little pecker. Great.
I apologize. I'm sure there are women out there who are gun nuts who want to touch their tiny little clitters.
Oh, okay. Oh, another clit. But listen,
I don't want to be sexist.
Yeah, I mean,
and only claim nut jobs, right wing nut jobs are men, because there's plenty of right wing nut jobs out there that are women.
I mean, the story is just less, fucking insane. So. It's just fucking nuts.
I'm again gobsmacked a second time by this reaction. It really seems like it's 1950, right? And black people want to vote. And the world has gone crazy because goddamn these black people are getting all uppity and want to vote. And I'm thinking, wait, what is wrong with this planet? What's wrong with the world?
Yeah.
These people are coming this close to defending this guy. I mean, they're not, but
they're scared, though.
They're.
Do you think the right is terrified? Every time one of these mass shootings happen, they're like, oh, my God, some politician, they're going to have the political will to finally pass some like reasonable fucking gun control, and they clinch up and get scared. Is that what's going on? Yeah. Or?
They're all over. They're saying, well, you know,
because I don't understand it.
The libtards are going to jump on this one and say, we need more gun control. And President Obama yesterday, they already flipped out. In fact, there was a headline on one of the liberal blogs, but it said it took literally less than 1 minute for President Obama to say something about guns for Fox News to bitch about it. So when he was giving his speech, you know they're not going to run his speech.
God, no.
Fox News does not run Obama speeches live. They have to, unless they're really like the big State of the Union.
Oh, yeah.
But any other speech, they make sure they don't run that shit live because they want to be able to edit to the parts that prove what a heinous,
oh, absolutely,
gay socialist Kenyan he is.
Which,
and
he's like, not only am I born in Africa, now I'm gay.
So right after,
and I'm a Muslim.
He said those comments yesterday. That here's an example of somebody who it's just too goddamn easy to get a fucking gun.
Yeah,
I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
And within literally 1 minute on Fox News, whatever ninny was on at that moment said, President Obama right now blames it on the guns. He's coming for your guns, white people. Watch out. Run.
What about the people dead? It's just fucking.
That's such a tragedy, blah, blah, blah. But our guns, Ryan.
What is it? Is it? I try to figure these gun nuts out. And now what they say, they need the guns for their protection. In case someone breaks in the middle of the night, someone brown, on their way to take their crap that nobody fucking wants.
Yes.
Or I don't know. Why do they think people are coming after them? Is it narcissism?
Fox News. Breitbart.
But at the heart of it.
WND.
Is it narcissism? I'm trying to figure it out. Because it seems a little narcissistic. Like, I need a gun to defend myself because everyone's out to get me.
It's very selfish, I think, and very fear-based. Even this libertarian asshole arguing, he never stuck to the point. Like, whatever, he commented on a couple different articles, and it always ended up with him talking about how, well, I believe in the fair market and the blah 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 blah. Even though we were talking about racism and the fucking Confederate flag, and he goes, well, the fair market and the Constitution and blah blah blah, blah, all this libertarian fairyland bullshit.
This Constitution shit makes me crazy because I was on my fucking Facebook talking to the fucking gun nut from Georgia, and I said something like 32,000 deaths a year from fucking guns in this country. Nobody's going to do anything, but he's like, but what about the Constitution? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, and
are you kidding me?
Right, and these fucking constitutional literalists are just as batshit crazy, or constitutional fundamentalists, I should say, are just as batshit crazy as the Christian fundamentalists that think that Adam and Eve played frisbee with a dinosaur.
But they're the same thing, right? I mean, generally,
there's overlap, but these, right. Like we've got a couple of libertarians that are also atheists.
Holy fuck!
So they agree with us on the, keep your God on your lawn stuff, but they disagree with us on everything else, economically. But
a document written, I'm going to say it again, by people in so long ago, wooden teeth, owned slaves, no fucking penicillin.
And to say that as society has evolved.
Yes.
and changed over the couple of centuries since that screed was written. I shouldn't say screed. Since that beautiful document was written. Things have, you know, kind of changed. It's actually, I think it would be more in tune with the founders' views and points to go along with the evolving society to give people more rights. Give more people rights.
Doesn't the great Rachel Maddow say that the fucking Constitution's a living fucking document?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, not with the fucking, but you know.
And that's what's weird about Scalia, who thinks that it's the fucking Ten Commandments etched in stone and you can't change a word of it. And that's ridiculous. They did change a word, Antonin. You know, like right after that whole Civil War when they allowed black people to not be fucking slaves anymore, you come staying. Are you okay with that change? Or do you want to go back all the way to the 1780s, when they were three-fifths of a person?
Hey, I operate my life like I do at an old country buffet. I go through the line, and I'll take coleslaw. No. I'll take Jell-O. I'll take Salisbury steak. I'm not taking fucking string bean casserole. Right. Fuck that.
It's so dumb.
It's hypocritical.
And we should be, the shining beacon on the hill, whoever fucking said that. We should be. We should, our Constitution, we should be ahead of the fucking scandos. No offense to our blonde-haired, blue-eyed friends over there who are doing it right and getting all social democratic and making sure that the corporations aren't fucking us too hard up the ass and making sure that the rich people are paying their goddamn fair share to society that is propping them up, that is allowing them to have their goddamn giant fucking Uber yachts at our behest, you asshole. If society decides you don't get that anymore, guess what's going to happen? Have you heard of the French Revolution?
Oui. Yes. I've seen Les Mis.
And it's not like some threat. I mean, Nick Hanauer, I don't think it's going to be violent. I think people are starting to get pissed off, and we're going to actually vote this shit out. I think the Republicans are finally going to just wither away. The heinous aspects of the Republicans have got to go away. I'm kind of an optimist when it comes to that shit.
Before you say another word, Chavez!
And I think we will. I don't think it's going to be like Les Mis. Spoiler alert.
Mercy's need.
It doesn't go well for the students.
3 days are all I need. Right.
Yeah, this ain't a feel. Les Mis ain't the feel good.
I pledge
good
my
guys
word.
Win story.
By the way, for you biblical fucking literists out there, according to God's law, Exodus 21:20.
I'm gonna wrap up while you're.
Oh yes.
While you're teasing Faithless Friday.
Yes. Oh, I'm. Oh, we're in the. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, you can beat your slave to death. God said so in the Bible. So go ahead. I got it. I'll say goodbye. Just take it out of the cradle.
Yes.
Take the iPhone. Just pull it out. It'll fall out. Yeah. Okay. And then unplug it and
bring it over here.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is crab diving.
In mercy's name.
Sorry, podcast.
3 days are all I need. God, I love Les Mis is one of the best musicals. It's so fucking good.
So, thanks to the Periscopers and thanks to the podcast listeners.
All right.
For listening.
I'm trying to stop the fucking broadcast.
Listen to us talk
and
about video.
We're out.
What else is going on here? It's a little bit after the top of the hour here.
Oh, shit.
On a Crab Diving Friday, a little bit after 3 p.m. Pacific live, a little bit after 6 out on the Eastern Type Coast. We thank you all for listening to us here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Entertainment for your ear holes.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
Also, occasional video for your eye holes.
Oh, yes.
Go to Periscope.
Please.
And you can watch the live stream or the occasionally they get saved.
Record number of views.
Today?
On Periscope.
Fuck yeah. Record number of
views. Approaching 400.
Thanks to those. Thanks to everyone. I'm looking at a camera that's not there anymore.
There's nothing to look at.
What else is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? We've got, this is maybe good news?
Shut up.
This is interesting.
I believe you not.
I think this is personally great news.
Michael Vick stoned to death in the city square.
Science.
Just kidding.
This is science. This is medicine.
Boring.
That within not too many years, they are thinking that there will be a working, reliable, safe
hard-on pill.
It's something you take after the hard-on pill or before the hard-on pill.
Right.
Male contraceptive pills.
Oh, shit.
A pill that you make.
Right.
That you would take, since you have dangly bits.
Yes.
That would prevent your little swimmers.
Right.
From impregnating a female type person.
How is it taken?
Inside bits.
Anally?
It's a pill. No, it's just a regular old pill. You shove it up your dick.
Oh, do you? Ah. Yeah.
Good for us. They're testing something called Vasalgel, non-hormonal male contraceptive.
Interesting.
It's poised to become the first approved male contraceptive since the condom by the FDA.
Holy shit.
And it's estimated to hit the U.S. market between 2018 and 2020.
Pat, I have a question.
Yes.
Why are we able to have a female birth control pill, but it's so fucking hard to have a male one?
Because nobody worked on it.
Oh.
Men don't, because okay. It's a male-dominated society.
Okay, well, I was just thinking maybe there was
why would they work on it?
I thought maybe there was some sort of scientific thing that made it
when you
difficult.
Can put all the responsibility onto the woman, why would you bother studying?
That's true.
Why would you do that?
What about AIDS? Anything in there about curing AIDS anytime soon, or who gives a fuck, right?
No. I'm all for this, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for studying contraceptives. Right now, it's an injection.
Yes.
But it's an injection that would last possibly for years.
Oh, shit.
Research that they've done
right.
has shown that almost half of the men asked about it would take that shot in a heartbeat.
Shot.
I mean, if you could take a shot that said,
"Yeah,
you're not going to have... You can't have any kids for a couple of years.
Put the needle in my eye.
God, give me an IV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You take it. You drink it.
That it, I don't know exactly how it works. It works by blocking sperm somehow. And there is a... Oh, God, it's really interesting. Okay, now it's less interesting.
Why?
Now that I read about this.
I've got a great name for this. I can market the shit out of this. It blocks a sperm. We're going to call it the cock blocker. Hilarious.
It just became less interesting because there's a certain spot where the shot goes.
In the dick.
A little bit lower.
In the dick hole? In the asshole?
In the balls.
Oh, why? Well, would that hurt? What, they put some ice on it. It won't hurt.
Oh. This is really weird.
But people get fucking... they get piercings
there. There are two different things. There's this... The pill is being studied.
Right.
And is in... Is in trials. But this gel is something different. This is the shot that lasts years. They actually inject a polymer into your... It says your sperm carrying tubes, but it's your vas deferens and things like that, right? You know, I mean,
your sack
and
your treat sack,
which they access through the scrotum.
Right.
So you get a shot through the sack.
Somebody referred to their scrotum as their treat sack last night in a set. It's hilarious.
Treat
I love
sack.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? That's awesome. The best name for a sack ever. Good for you. Whoever said it.
A double gong for
double gong
for treat sack.
For treat sack.
It works by blocking sperm and is reversible through a second injection that dissolves the polymer. So they inject some hunk of plastic into your ball sack.
Wait, plastic?
It's a polymer that blocks your little swimmers, and then it's reversible after you get another shot that allegedly dissolves the polymer. But they are also studying... something called Gendarussa. God, they got to come up with better
Gendarussa.
Names.
Gendarussa.
Which is...
That's crazy.
It targets the sperm's ability to swim.
It makes it drown.
You still shoot them. They just don't swim real well.
Okay.
And there's another one that they think works by preventing the ability to actually fertilize the egg, to actually stick on the egg.
Holy shit.
So there's all kinds of research going on. That you know, would finally maybe take some of the birth control responsibility
right
off of the ladies for the, you know, society, yeah, or the way our society goes.
By the way, treat sack was coined by my comedian friend Travis Clark. I didn't want to steal his joke.
No, there you go. Treat
credited.
Let's see, not every woman finds the most effective contraceptives such as IUDs or implants acceptable.
Yummy.
Possibly due to hormones and unpredictable effects on menstruation.
It's going to make me menstruate?
One of my girlfriends at one time had that shot.
Oh, the...
Depo?
Depo...
Prevera? Depo Prevera shot?
Yeah.
Which, you know, woohoo. But I got to say, for 3 or 4 days following that shot...
Yes?
She should have been in some sort of prison. I joke.
Yes.
But she even knew. She was like, this has so fucked with my hormones. She's like, you can't be around. I can't be around anyone.
Why didn't
she? It really made her sick. And I was like, God, it ain't worth it.
Why didn't she
worth it? I'll wear rubber.
Just take some medical marijuana for that problem.
Oh, that was happening.
But it didn't help.
Yeah. I mean,
that's impossible because hemp cures cancer. I just read somewhere.
It was something. Yeah, I don't know how that worked. But, you know, and different things affect different women differently. That's right. How humans work. And goddamn, that shot just was not kind to her.
Yeah.
Not kind to her.
It doesn't sound fun.
As much as the, you can bang away unsheathed for 3 months aspect of it.
That's tough, though. Like, how do you remember, like, 3 months? It's hard. Like, if I had to do something 3 months from now, I
had a smartphone at the time. I put that shit in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want
Well,
any.
See, thank you, Steve Jobs. Thank you, Steve Jobs. Yeah. Without him, you might have a child. Any of us could have a child without him.
It says that, let's see, the pill.
Right.
Half of women report forgetting at least one pill during their cycle.
Oh, shit.
That's why the pill's real-world annual pregnancy rate is 9%.
What?
Instead of what they claim is the perfect use pregnancy rate of 0.3%. Well, it's the same with condoms.
Why don't you take the fucking morning use, after pill then?
Perfect use. It's the same with condoms. Perfect use is like, not, you know, almost right. 100%. Who uses everything perfectly 100% of the time?
I put it on my thumb.
So they're saying for women, this will be life-changing now that men can do some of the heavy lifting.
Yes.
Aside from condoms. Like, please. Right now, really all men have is condoms.
Right.
You can't, I mean...
The female condom. But no, that's the female condom.
That's up to her, right.
But we have one thing, with. We have one thing which you've forgotten, which is a favorite on this show.
What?
We have the Scroguard.
But that's not pregnancy. That has nothing to do with pregnancy.
No, I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to be funny. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm hitting the gong. It's gong heavy. Dong heavy.
It says intrauterine devices.
Interuterine.
Have become commonplace.
In a world.
Again, that's, you're expecting the woman to.
Yes.
You know, put a paperclip up inside of her.
But what if you
vajayjay?
Put it? What if you put it there? If you help. I don't know.
You make it a family event.
Yeah. What if? Yeah.
Hey, everybody, we're gonna put mommy's IUD in.
Oh God. Wait. Yeah, an intrauterine device.
Oh, this says
fuck
condom.
That. That's
this
too says, confusing.
This says condom use is 2% with perfect. But this is, again, is annual pregnancy rate for condom use. So it's not necessarily that if you and your girlfriend fuck 100 times with a condom, that twice your she's got a chance of getting pregnant. She's going to get pregnant twice. It's
right.
These are, you know, extrapolated to the entire society.
And what? Nobody has a flight of stairs available. Oh. You know what I mean?
Ryan at crabdiving.com.
Yeah. Hey.
So there you go. I think it's interesting that science, but like you said, there's the exact point. It's 2015.
Yes.
We've had women's birth control pill since when? The 60s, 70s?
Yeah, yeah.
How many it's taken this long for them to even start thinking about?
How many boner pills do we have?
A pill for a man. Exactly. Yeah. Those we got. Those we got.
It's got to be the worst thing for some marriages. They're like, oh, it's so nice now that my you know, ancient husband doesn't get a hard-on anymore. What the fuck, Viagra?
And this is at the Telegraph.
Hello.
This story about these new male birth control.
Are you on the Telegraph?
Telegraph.co.uk.
I'm so sorry to bother you. Will you please go to the odd news or weird news section? I love these British rags more than anything. It's such trash.
Well, it is, because over here on the side, there's a sidebar that says condoms. What is it? A latex sheath put over the penis to stop sperm from entering the vagina.
Why does it sound like everything on the mirror is straight out of Monty Python?
Pros.
Present the latex sheath.
Protects against sexually transmitted infections. Only needed when you have sex. No advanced preparation.
Advance.
In most cases... Did I say that right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Advance?
No, you did. I just like saying that one. Advance.
I don't know if I was... If my
no,
British
you did.
Right.
You did. Because my British always sucked. And my goddamn professors used to ride my ass about that all the time.
In most... It was theater.
Yeah.
Not literally. In most cases, there are no medical side effects from
Fuck
condoms.
You. Oh, right. Yeah, there can be, though, if you put it on backwards.
If you're allergic to latex.
Sure.
That's not pretty.
Or if you're having to use scissors to open up the box after you've taken out your John Thomas.
The... It sounds like there's a story there.
No,
the cons for condoms, they say condoms there, right? Condoms.
Condoms against.
Condoms may slip off or break.
break in half.
Some people are allergic to latex, plastic, or spermicides.
Bullet.
And the man has to pull out immediately after ejaculating. Before the penis gets soft.
Again, repeat the schedule. When do I pull out?
After.
After, thank you.
Ejaculating. But before the penis goes soft.
This sounds like the directions for the holy hand grenade.
Otherwise, you'll be going fishing in there for your...
Right.
Used condom.
Nimble fingers.
Never mind. Did you ever... have sex with a girl who was using
a what?
Cervical cap?
No. What? Wait a second. A cervical cap.
Yeah, it's like a little rubber hat that goes all the way up in there.
A vagina beanie.
Yeah. Interesting.
Was it a little like a cap?
It's just an interesting moment. If it's going in while you're in the room, because it's pretty.
What do you mean?
It's definitely a gynecological kind of thing.
Pardon me, while I slip this?
You got to fist yourself.
Cervical cap.
Basically,
whoa.
You got to fist yourself.
How
basically.
Big is this cap?
Well, it's
size of a Susan B. Anthony.
Bigger.
Right.
An old half dollar, maybe.
Yeah.
You know the old Kennedy half dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
For coin collectors out there.
I was trying to be feminist by mentioning Susan B. Anthony when we were talking.
That's very progressive of you.
Thank you. Gold star for me.
Sacagawea.
And a gong!
Speaking of, you know, did you hear the announcement that
no.
In honor of the 100th anniversary of women, you know, getting the ability to vote and shit?
Suffrage.
That they're going to change the $10 bill. Alexander Hamilton's getting booted off of the $10 bill. And even though everybody was trying to get Jackson kicked off the 20, like slave owning,
right?
Asshole Jackson off of the 20.
Can we get some fucking artists on there?
But they're going for Hamilton
and some non-white people.
He's getting booted off the 10, and they're going to put a woman finally on a bill. Like, we've had him on coins, but America hates coins. We don't, Europe, I don't know, for some reason, Europe loves coins, like those,
yeah,
those euro coins and the pound coins. Love their coins.
I got an idea for the $10 bill, Nichelle Nichols.
Uhura from...
Yeah, I mean, groundbreaking, right? I mean, she was a woman of color. She's not dead. God damn it, so sorry. She woman of color, you know, first...
She might have had vitiligo, though.
I don't know.
She was in a groundbreaking sci-fi.
Michael Jackson was a person of color.
Yes. Oh, and then
he had a disease that caused him to
I think Sammy Sosa has that.
Did he claim that or did
he? Oh, he's having that. Pictures? He's having that thing where you can lighten your skin.
Well, yeah, those pictures of Sammy Sosa, former Cubs great.
Roid head.
Possible alleged steroid user.
Motherfucker was juice. Look at him at the beginning of his career.
Right.
Nobody grows naturally. I don't know how big your skull's supposed to get. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe he took too many baths.
In roids. I mean, you know.
In steroids.
Guy's a big cheater.
So that's what's going on there. That was a big story over at the Telegraph. What am I supposed to do? Check the weird news headlines?
Check the weird news. Oh, because I like trash. I mean, you know. I saw.
Wait, is it under life?
I don't know. It's either, you know what? It's either the Mirror or the Daily Mail. It's the Mirror. I'm sorry.
This is the Telegraph.
I'm thinking about the Mirror.
This might be a little more civilized.
The Mirror is great, though. It's the best. You know what I learned? I learned the Mexican authorities found $100,000 worth of meth hidden away in a motorized surfboard that happened to wash up to the beach.
Wow.
Listen, I know there's a lot of money in illegal
drugs.
That's
resourceful.
But doesn't that seem like a pain in the ass? Like, what am I doing? And why is there $100,000 worth of product in the side? Why?
Yeah.
Got all fucked up.
Virginia church sign turns heads.
Yeah.
With its suggestion.
There you go.
You've got to be kidding me. Taylor Road Baptist Church in Virginia.
Fuck you.
What part of Virginia? Charleston.
The good part.
There is a sign that says...
Charleston is civilized.
Remember Isaiah 14, 12 through 17.
Isaiah Thomas?
Satan was the first to demand equal rights.
I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So.
That's a good one.
A local TV station tried to interview the pastor, Mel Kunkeld.
Fuck you. Mel.
Does it sound like something that happened to you? Kunkeld? I was kunkeld.
I don't.
It didn't feel good.
I don't know what that is. A kunkeld.
K-U-N-K-L-E-D. Kunkeld.
Shit.
He declined to go on camera.
Yeah, right? Explain yourself, dickhead.
He says that the sign isn't targeting any specific group, although one passerby says, so are they talking about the gay community?
They talk about anybody.
Are they talking about minorities? Are they talking about women? And that's probably why the pastor's like, that's the beauty of it. It means all of them.
Take your pick. We hate all those people.
None of them should be equal.
We hate them all.
God damn.
That takes the fucking cake, doesn't it?
Another passerby says, I mean, what is this teaching children? That it's not okay to ask for equal rights? If you do, someone else thinks you shouldn't have them, that you equal Satan? I don't get it. It's confusing people in Charleston. They're like, wait.
The you know what the beauty of it is? I don't know what they mean. But you do know it's either racist or homophobic or transphobic or something. There's something shitty about it.
It's not loving.
No, not at all.
And open. God loves everybody.
Yeah.
Might not see that one on a lot of these churches.
Oh, by the way, if there's a representative from Time Warner Cable listening, yes, I will pay the bill. You just called me four times in the last fucking hour. I will pay you, you fucking blood-sucking dickheads. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on with your point.
You want to hit the gong?
No, yeah, I really do. I want to hit the gong and the bong because fuck them.
What else is going on? I've got a
Shit, they pissed me. How many times is someone allowed to call you? There has to be a law about that, right? How many times would a fucking bill collector call you in an hour?
Win. Yes, I'll pay.
Are you talking to me?
I don't know.
Trust me, they can call you a lot of times.
I'm talking to my sanity. Yeah, I know. I mean, in all sincerity, and I don't.
They'll take you to court. They'll.
Yeah, I know. And fuck everyone. Not everyone. Not anyone listening. And, you know.
So we've got.
Oh, shit. God.
What else is going on? I guess we can get to.
It's $80. The I owe him $80.
I owe you $40.
No, I know. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm just saying. Is it worth the money to call me four times in a fucking hour? No.
I'll give it to you after the show.
No. I'm yelling at Time Warner. I'm not fucking yelling at you. I'm losing my mind.
I've got a story here if you want to lose your mind more. We were talking a little bit. We can get to that clip of the racist cops.
Oh, God. This is Alabama?
Yeah, this is Alabama.
Listen, fuck them.
Let's see. Josh Dogrell is this guy's name.
Yeah,
he's a lieutenant on the force there. He also is the founder and chairman of his area's League of the South chapter.
The South chapter.
The League of the South, in case you don't know,
right,
is a wonderful, loving group.
Oh, yes.
That embraces their black brethren. Just kidding.
Right.
They've been called, designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as, let's say it together, a hate group. They call for Southern states to secede.
Fuck you.
They want to establish a Christian theocratic state run by, quote, Anglo-Celtics.
Oh, shit. What does that even mean? Anglo-Celtics.
Northern Europeans. They don't even want the scum-sucking Greeks and those evil, filthy Southern Italians and shit. They've got too much brown in them.
Right.
They want Anglo-Celtics, so God. They want Northern Europeans. They think the South should secede and be run by Northern European people of Northern Europe.
I mean, when these assholes go on vacation and they go lay out on the beach, I mean, they must spend like a fortune in like suntan lotion and right. Sunblock. I can't even imagine the budget for that. Jesus.
So this guy is a lieutenant on the police force.
Lieutenant. God.
The
congratulations, Alabama. I mean, really.
Anniston Police Department in right. Anniston, Alabama.
I don't know where that is, but I'm going to say it's most definitely a shithole.
Apparently, they don't give fuck one about who is on their police force because they apparently know about what I'm about to play you.
Yeah, I mean,
don't care. So this guy was speaking at some LOS, League of the South.
God.
Meeting.
What are you? Do you have a crazy outfit on? You look like Prince.
No, he's got a suit.
Oh, okay. He doesn't have a crazy red flowing robe. Don't they all it does is white supremacy?
Or a white hood. Yeah, or, yeah. No.
Maybe that's the Klan or something.
He's got a suit on.
What do you feel like if you're a person of color, you live in Alabama and you get pulled over, you just fucking terrified? This cop who could be, you know, a grand wizard or something.
God, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
As a liberal.
You better cut that hair, boy.
Right. You smell like California.
Yeah.
Is that a California license plate?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to plant some crack in your glove compartment.
Let me smell your face and see if there's cum on it. I apologize. It's Friday. I'm exhausted. So
it's a weird sobriety test, you know.
the cum sniff test.
Yeah, blew a 69.
Here's this asshole speaking at his. This is, by the way, this is a police officer. This is a police officer. If you're black, dear God, who doesn't exist in heaven, fucking stay the hell away from Anniston fucking Alabama, because if this guy pulls you over, you are fucked. You're just fucked. Listen to what this guy...
By the way, my mom just texted in. She's enjoying the show.
Cheers, Lydia. I apologize about that come on the face thing. Here it is.
So,
this is... Who is this? The sound quality ain't great. This is Lieutenant Josh Dogrell.
Oh, what a gross...
Of the Anniston Police Department.
Right.
Speaking at his neo-Confederate group of love.
It sounds so stupid. They sound like a bunch of 8-year-olds in a fucking club.
They're toddlers.
Mama Grand it Wizard. Is, yeah.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be around sanity. As I said last year, I trounce around in the wilderness among people who think differently than I do, and I don't.
I trounce around the wilderness among people who think differently than I do.
Will you? I'm going to look up. I got to look up the official definition of trounce, because that is such an amazing verb. Did he say trounce?
About, yeah. He says, it's great to be here. Well, here's the beginning.
Wonderful to be around sanity. As I said last year, I trounce around in the wilderness among people who think differently than I do.
It's nice to be among sanity. There's probably people in the audience.
Yeah.
Who literally have a hood hanging in their goddamn fucking closet at home. And he's like, it's good to be among sanity.
Well, he's stupid because he trounce to thrash or punish severely.
Oh, well, that's what he's doing.
To defeat decisively.
I think he's accidentally right. He's running around beating the shit out of black people.
Oh, okay.
So he is trouncing around with people he doesn't agree with.
Oh, good word, racist.
And I don't understand. It's good to be among people who think like I do for a change, even if it's for just a weekend. And we're...
It's good to be among people who think like I do.
I don't mean to pick this apart, this fucking idiot, but...
We're 18 seconds.
When is he around people that don't think like he does? I mean, where is he usually hanging out? Is he off in London watching the opera?
Again,
he's in Alabama.
I think he might police black people. So, of course, none of them think like he does.
Everybody thinks like this asshole.
We're working on getting more of those people around our way of thinking.
We're working on getting more of those people around our way of thinking. We want more people to hate the Negroes and think that we should secede.
Listen, you would have to have been buried in a time capsule for the past year and a half, to not think that we are just in the middle of some like law enforcement crisis, right? I mean, these are cops.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Ferguson.
Right.
The fucking New York thing, Baltimore.
There's another one yesterday where one of these fraternal order of police leaders in some fucking town somewhere wrote some heinous screed and put it on Facebook, like, to all the people of our town, basically, fuck you. If you resist us, we're going to beat the shit out of you. If you run from us, we're going to beat the shit out of you, because you can't expect us to not protect ourselves. So fuck you. Watch what you say to us, or we're going to beat the shit out of you.
God,
That's the translation of what he said.
And you think about that shit in Chicago, the black prison or the dark prison, whatever.
Oh, that
secret dungeon.
That secret dungeon they took him to.
Good God.
They just settled with people for over $5 million because cops were torturing people.
Didn't the fucking L.A. cops beat some mentally handicapped person to death?
Right. They shot a guy in the back not that long ago.
Name another
homeless guy.
It's a game. Name another one. Oh, can you name another one?
There's too many.
Well, I don't know if I can think of another
one. Trayvon.
Okay. God.
Well, Trayvon wasn't a cop.
It's true.
But
nonetheless.
Eric Garner. Mike Brown.
Oh, my God.
Tamir Rice.
It keeps going.
12
and going.
Years old.
We are in a crisis. We're in crisis.
Did you see on our Facebook, by the way, we were talking about Tamir Rice and the investigation going
on
there, where, I mean, there's video of Tamir Rice, 12 years old, playing with a toy gun, which granted may have looked like a real gun. But the police pulled up. Yes, there was a failure in communication because the 911 call that came in said, you know, there's a heinous black devil waving a gun around.
Oh, my God.
But actually, they said, there's a kid waving a gun around. It's probably fake. That was what the person who called 911.
So what happened?
That information never got to the cops. But that doesn't matter. Because the cops waited not even a fucking nanosecond before they opened up and killed that kid. Literally, the car pulls up, the door opens, and the kid drops down. So these cops saying that we told him to drop it, he raised it up at us, we gave us no choice, is cunting bull fucking shit.
Ugh.
They pulled up, they saw a black gun, bang.
Well, I mean...
And one of these assholes on our Facebook page, when we were railing about it, said, by the way, Tamir Rice was 5'7 and 185 pounds.
And black.
Just so you know.
So what?
Right. So that means, okay, then that means if you're an adult, you should have no rights and should be gunned down willy-nilly.
Yeah.
That makes it okay because he was a big, scary black man. He looked like a big, scary black man, even though it was a big, scary black boy.
It's so.
What's wrong with you, libtards?
Ugh, so horrible. And by the way, oh, yeah, the one in Cleveland. The cops stood on top of the hood of the car.
Right.
Fired down into him. He just keeps going and going and going.
Rick Perry?
Oh, come on.
Trending on the Twitter?
Trending on Twitter.
Okay,
I gotta know.
I'm going to interrupt our Anniston, Alabama Police Department cuntwad.
Yeah.
And
let me finish the story for you. This guy's a tremendous asshole, and he's a huge racist.
We'll get back to it, because he says really something really terrifying at the end. Listen to Rick Perry... Listen to Rick Perry. I hope this isn't too long. This hasn't been vetted or edited, ladies and gentlemen. It's
breaking news. Presses.
I haven't had a chance to edit this clip.
Crab diving.
Listen to what Rick Perry says about this heinous terrorist event.
I do want to ask, is that...
Oops. Oh, God, he's on Newsmax TV. Newsmax! That'd be like somebody coming on our show.
Oh, really?
I mean, no offense to us. Yeah. But, you know, what our status is currently.
Status.
The credibility of...
We're credible as fuck.
We're more credible than Newsmax.
Sure.
Education opportunities. As you did, but I do want to ask, is that... did he go too quickly to the microphone and blame guns? And is this...
Okay, now what they're talking... That's... is that Steve Malzman or Steve C. something?
I'm trying to not state the obvious, but... It was a shooting. Did he go too quickly to the microphone?
He's talking about Obama.
And blame guns. It was a shooting.
Programs to improve education opportunities. As you did, but I do want to ask, is that did he go too quickly to the microphone and blame guns? And is this just an attempt to exploit a situation in your view? This is the MO of this administration. Anytime there is an accident like this,
accident.
Did he just say accident?
Anytime there's an accident like this, I can't believe that white guy accidentally bumped into that church and shot 9 people.
I've never tripped that way. Have you ever tripped over a thing and killed a shitload of people? He really is quite the simpleton.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
You know.
Accident.
He should. Whoever educated him, that system should be done away with because it's.
Oh my God.
It's shitty.
There's more.
You know, the president's clear. He doesn't like for Americans to have guns.
Right.
And so he uses every opportunity. This being another one.
Every time there's a mass killing with guns, he ridiculously uses every opportunity to say, maybe we should not make it as easy as it is for lunatics to get guns.
You know, what's the intent of people that want gun control? What's the evil intent? Like, what do we want? What does that get us? You know?
Well, to the people that Rick Perry is scaring, they think that the jackboots are going to kick in the door and rip their guns out of their old white hands.
But to what end? I mean, what do they think we get out of it? I mean, what? Because
then we can take them over and make them have gay sex.
Because I understand what the gun nuts want or what the NRA wants, who they're playing these gun nuts like little idiots.
Money.
You know, they want money.
Right.
But what do you get? Shit.
Basically, go parrot that message.
There's a debate going on today, especially. Should this be called an act of terror as opposed to a whatever they're calling it, you know, crime or murder or terror?
Well, but pause it. Now, do you want to take odds? I'm saying he's going to say it's not an act of terror. Do you want to bet me money? Do you want to take any sort of how much you want?
How do you? Well, this is Rick Perry we're talking about, so he's going to say something stupid. But how does one? I mean, how would a normally savvy politician back out of calling it terror? Oh. I don't think you even Lindsey Graham is out there saying, you know, there are people who hate and there are people who hate because of race, and we just have to acknowledge that.
I think we're talking about Rick Perry, and I think he's going to say, well,
I wouldn't call it terrorism. You think he's just going to be that flat about it?
If he was brown, it would be
dumb?
A terrorist. I don't know what he's
doing. Yeah. Only Muslims commit terrorism. You should know that.
Yeah. If anybody ever says to you they know what Rick Perry is going to say, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because this guy's nuts and just stupid. He could say anything. Well, anything's possible.
Let's find out.
Infinite.
Debate going on today, especially. Should this be called an act of terror as opposed to a whatever they're calling it, you know, crime or murder or terror? Well, what's the line there in your view?
I don't know. I think the facts, once we get them, there were more people than that killed in Paris. This was a crime of hate. We know that.
What does that mean?
You know,
what does that mean? There were more people killed in Paris. Okay. One was obviously, they call it terrorism because it was a couple of Muslims.
Who in the fuck would see? I mean, to me, it's funny that somebody asked him something like this, like, what's your opinion on this? Like, who fucking cares? I mean,
and he's on Newsmax. These are cats that are declawed. These are puffballs that are flying at him.
He's an idiot.
Nobody's going to challenge him on Newsmax.
I mean, just to the pauses he takes before he answers. And the thing that fucking kills me is that was this a ambush interview?
No, he's in their studio, sitting in front of their green screen.
And do you think they said to him to get him in there? They probably would say, "Hey, Rick, we're going to talk to you about the shooting. Is that okay?" Do you think he knew that?
Well, I assume it's the huge yeah.
Then what up with all the pauses? I mean, he's really struggling. If he knew,
he's listening to the earbud of his toady telling him exactly what to say.
Oh God, his team.
This was a crime of hate. We know that. And also, I think there's a real issue to be talked about. It seems to me, again, without having all the details about this one, that these individuals have been medicated.
Okay, what?
It's drugs. White people only commit crimes
when they take the special pill.
And they're not terrorists. They're not terrorists. They're mentally ill and taking drugs because obviously white people are so pristine and wonderful.
I mean,
that the only way that they would never commit an act of terrorism because they're not evil fucking Muslims.
Wasn't he wearing like racist shit? Didn't he have something racist?
Well, yeah, there's pictures of him on Facebook with like the Rhodesian flag, which is, you might as well say, we hate black people. There's a picture of occupied or apartheid South Africa. He told his friend, the black people are ruining the country. We have to do something about it.
He's a racist.
It's a little transparent.
This is a hate crime.
It's a little transparent.
I mean, you can't even. I don't know. I don't know what
baffling.
The fuck he's talking about, Rick Perry.
Baffling, baffling, baffling.
Is there more of him? Or we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I could listen to something.
And there may be a real issue in this country from the standpoint of these drugs and how they're used. I know for a fact, being a substantial supporter of our military and our veterans, that the Veterans Administration, for instance, is handing out these opioids in massive amounts.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I need to check your medicine cabinet. Do you have any of these opioids? Because I don't want you to come into the living room and just shoot everybody.
Right. And by the way, I would vote for, if anybody is deserving of as many opioids as they want,
me.
It's veterans.
Oh,
it's wounded
right.
veterans.
Sure, give them all the opioids. If there's any left over, I'll take a handful.
So he's blaming Obama.
Okay.
He's blaming the administration. It's the military.
God.
giving out all the drugs to these white people and making them crazy, Ryan, because that's the only reason a white person ever does anything
wrong.
Now,
wait a second. Now, this is confusing me. I always think of Rick Perry as just dumb as a box of fucking rocks.
Yes.
But how did he change? He changed the fucking discussion to pharmaceuticals in four words. I swear to God.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
He's been coached.
He's got an earbud. Does he have a little thing in his ear?
If they ask you about it, blame drugs and black people.
No.
Find a way to blame drugs and black people.
That's not what they tell him.
And Obama.
This is what they tell him is, listen, asshole, you say whatever comes in your ear. Quit thinking.
Right. Don't
stop. Stop it.
And God, don't hug that maple syrup bottle, for God's sake.
You think on that? Oh my God! You've watched the maple syrup
many times.
Speaking
of drugs, by the way,
yes,
you can't tell me that Rick Perry was not lithiumed up or something during the maple syrup incident.
I mean, he looked like his eyes. He looked like the eyeballs on one of those like gigantic parade balloons. He looked like Garfield.
Yeah, I think Rick Perry just had his oops moment. He really did. He's trending on Twitter. He's the third trend right now because he called
it an
accident. They called it an accident.
That's the most offensive fucking thing I've ever heard, really. Honestly, an accident.
Because he called it an accident.
Oh, my
God. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the fun. Let's listen to a little bit more of this video from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
You know, who is this fuck ass? I'm losing my mind.
Excuse me. This is this video, that was Josh Doggerel speaking at a League of the South conference.
Congratulations. You're a real dickhead, Josh.
And now on this video, we're going to hear from, I believe, it's somebody from the League of the South.
Oh, God.
Our general goal is to advance the social, cultural, economic, and political well-being and independence of the Southern people by all honorable means.
This, I don't know where that came from, but that's their main goal. You heard that.
Yeah.
First and foremost about our people. And who are our people? Our people are white European Southerners.
Wait a second, let me see.
Man, that guy says white like nobody else. Are what? I mean, God, I have never heard that H is aspirate.
What?
Wow.
That's Dr. Michael Hill.
Doctor.
The president of the League of the South.
Doctor from where? From what fucking, who gave him a fucking doc?
It doesn't matter. He is white.
God damn it, man.
Just about our people. And who are our people? Our people are white European Southerners.
But I'll tell you.
Now it cuts back to this.
I tell you. You hear that? I tell you.
This cuts back to that officer speaking at his
VFW
hall.
It's just gross.
With, by the way, the Confederate flag hanging right next to him.
Scumbags.
It starts every year. Something starts swirling back around about it. You know, this guy works at the police department, boundary of a local hate group. And I went in and told the chief last year, I said, because I had a promotional interview and I thought for sure this was going to be brought back up again, and it wasn't.
So he's saying that it comes up every once in a while. You're a police officer, but you're the leader of a local hate group, which drives him crazy. You know, he's called a hate group.
It comes up every once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean.
And now he's saying he's going for a promotion and he's talking to the chief of police about it.
He's in a.
I went back in there too, and I said, is there anything that you want to ask me? I said, I promise you that whatever I do, I'm going to exercise good judgment about it. I'm not going to sell out my position with the league. That's something I believe in strongly. If it came.
Did you hear that? He's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to do anything I don't believe in. Don't worry. But I'm not going to sell out the league.
Jesus Christ.
So as a police chief, does that tell you that he is going to treat African-American human beings fairly? What does that tell you?
No. I think. Just for the sake of humanity, we have to take the rest of this program and say, listen, we the black people need to be evacuated.
We're going to try to get
to
you
where
out.
Though? Where do you guys?
Hawaii. You deserve the best. We're going to send you to Hawaii as an apology.
I was saying, come to California. I mean, we're pretty progressive too, here, but Jesus, the cops will fucking shoot you to death here as well. So I don't know.
If it came down to it, I'd choose to leave.
If it came down to it, I'd choose the league between police and the League of the South.
Well, what do they do, the League of the South? Anyway, police, you got to work.
They meet in a VFW post with
and they drink
with poor acoustics and with a Confederate flag hanging there.
Came down to it, I'd choose the league. And I said, is there anything you want to ask me? He said, you just answered every question I have. And he even said this. He said, we pretty much think like you do.
Oh, my God.
Of which none of us have any fucking doubt.
Right.
That his police chief in Anniston, Alabama, thinks the exact goddamn way he does. He just ain't a card-carrying member of the League of the South.
Whew. We got a long... Listen,
Are you surprised?
No. I mean, listen, hey, who was a Republican that tweeted out and said that racism was dead?
Pick one.
I don't know. I think you might need to reconsider.
And he even said this. He said, we pretty much think like you do.
Huh.
Oh, you hear the guy in the audience? Huh.
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 Shocker.
They're like everybody else you come into contact with that's not here today. They're just not quite ready to take that step. But like I said earlier, they are much closer than they were 10 or 15 years ago.
That's the terrifying thing.
Oh my God.
They're not ready to take that step, but listen, they're much closer than they were 10 or 15 years ago.
God,
that ain't good.
No, that's not good.
So he's saying his police chief is one of these people. So his police chief is closer than he was 10 years ago to saying, fuck all the N-words and let's secede.
I mean,
from America.
So what do we do? What's the plan? How do we fix this? I mean, does the Justice Department look into this now? I mean, this is serious bullshit.
Well, they have, right? Dogrel has been suspended now.
Right. I saw that. So, wow. What do you got to do to get suspended in Alabama? You got to say that you're in the Klan.
He's complaining because he's saying that the department's been well aware of his affiliations.
Fuck you.
He said, well, here, listen. This is, this says that he works in the same city, Anniston, Alabama, where a mob brutalized a group of civil rights activists called the Freedom Riders in 1961.
Oh, my God.
Woohoo!
Congratulations.
Quite the legacy there, Anniston, Alabama.
You're on the wrong side of that one.
Good thing you've evolved.
When the Riders arrived in Anniston, they were met by a brutal mob which shattered windows, punctured the tires of the bus, and set it on fire.
They held the door, and I remember them saying, let's burn them. Let's burn them alive.
Meanwhile, the Anniston police, it says, just stood by and watched.
Oh, my God.
In 1961.
Wow.
So, how have things changed?
Easy being a League of the South member either. One of the things I know when I come and be among you folks is that nobody's here for personal glory because there's... I hope we get to that day one day, too. I hope we go, you know, that guy's just here because... The League of the South is so dang popular, and he's just trying to ride our coattails. I hope we get him that
day. Oh, my God.
Listen to all those white people laughing. He's funny. We hope we get to the point where all the black people, have no rights and shit. So that's from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes.
Shining the light on these assholes. I guess, you know, keep your eye... on what's going on. Keep your ear holes pressed to us.
Watch this shitty space.
One of the city council members there said he was not aware of the two officers' ties to the League of the South.
No, bullshit.
He said, in a post-Trayvon Martin society, it creates a whole new set of challenges. When you have a city that's over 50% minority that has to deal with someone that's a part of an organization that doesn't like them because of their identity. Exactly. You can't have people like this being policemen.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
I mean, honestly, you can barely have people like this. I mean, in my world, you wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't have people like this. You can't have people like this walking around, you know.
Well, and yeah, and immediately looking upon half or more of the people that they're working with as animals and subhumans, and I mean, they're...
I mean, it really must speak to their intelligence. I mean, to be so wrapped up in the business of hating people. I mean, it's kind of childish.
Exhausting.
They're all in this idiot little fucking club. They all put their costumes on. Then they all get together and suck each other's dicks and talk about how they all hate black people. What a bunch of fucking losers.
Exactly.
You're barely worth the fucking energy, honestly. Except you're in the police force in Alabama.
Right. Right.
You think they voted for Obama? Yeah. That's why. I honestly, every other politician we should elect in the state of Alabama, it should be black. Everyone should be black. There should be no more white people. Right?
Exactly.
No more white people. No, white people aren't in charge anymore in Alabama. You fucked it up.
Coming in at number five, ladies and gentlemen, God. The Billboard Hot 100, sneaking it in here. Coming in at number five is Jason Derulo. want me.
Talk about a hate crime. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is that a gerbil singing? I mean,
he's like this.
That's Jason Derulo.
Okay.
Coming at number five, ladies and gentlemen, Billboard Hot 100. Go to billboard.com to see what they
to see what other shitty songs.
Number one through five songs are. And here is coming in at number four.
Oh shit.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
And dance. This is that 70s kind of sound. Anyway, that's number four, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody give Rick Springfield back his fucking song. Hey.
With Shut Up and Dance, number three on the Billboard Hot 100. We know what this song sounds like a lot.
Right.
Coming at number three, Trap Queen. With from Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
And
the best name.
We kind of know what this one sounds
Fetty
like.
Fetty Wap. Fast forward to the good part. We're like 3 minutes in. Woo!
Fetty Wap. Trap Queen at number three. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, hovering.
Oh, shit.
At number two, she's tall.
Yes.
She's blonde.
Yes.
She used to sing country.
Oh, shit.
None other than Taylor Swift with Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar. Well, that's the good part. Hey, yeah, that's number two. The number one song of the week on the Billboard Hot 100 is one of Ryan's favorites.
Oh, is this
from Furious 7? This one's been the number one song for quite too long. For quite a long time.
Is that the movie about cars?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth with See You Again.
Oh my God.
Starts off very mellow and beautiful for your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. See You Again, Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. You've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, when I see you again.
All the animals on Noah's Ark represented.
It was.
Faithless Friday.
It was. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great week. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We're going to be back here live for your ear holes, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday. Crabdiving.com/live. 24/7 entertainment on the Crab Diving Network. Tonight, brand new sparkling Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. Pacific for y'all.
Hung out with a Hick last night. Oh, he had Hick. A Dolly Parton t-shirt on.
There you go. Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this great entertainment and everything else that's on the Crab Diving Network. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Leave us good reviews.
Yes.
Please,
come on.
Counter the one star that asshole left us.
We need it.
Don't forget, very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Find out when. Go to RatedRComedy.com or follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great weekend, everybody. And more crabs on Monday.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.